You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
25 minutes to three. We'll come back to this in just a moment. Let's touch on what we saw last night, though, something that we've been keeping you abreast of across the week as the Democrats in America have their convention. Got the word for a minute there. They have their convention. Of course, it finished last night. Hillary Clinton has told voters the presidential election is a moment of reckoning as she made history by accepting that nomination. Watching it there was LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks, who joins us live this afternoon. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Tom.
You're through it. You're finished now.
We are through it. I'm packing even as we speak, eagerly about to return to Washington, D.C. But look, it was a fascinating 2 weeks. I mean, I certainly never imagined on the way to Cleveland, just 2 weeks ago, that we would be in for so much drama, so much unexpected developments, and so many extraordinary storylines that came out of both conventions, culminating in that speech last night by Hillary Clinton.
And it was a speech where she accepted the nomination, where the balloons fell, where she crowned the end of the convention by telling America that it had to work together, that there wasn't just one man who was able to do the job alone of uniting America. How well did it go down?
Well, it went down rapturously in the hall, but you would expect that. Everyone is now trying to determine how it went down in living rooms across the country. I think the most clear-eyed assessment in many ways, the best description I've seen, is that it was an okay speech, but a great convention, which is how NBC's political blog is describing it this morning. I mean, she's not the world's greatest orator, and she had to follow in the footsteps of several really tremendous orators, including Barack Obama, and Vice President Joe Biden, who had gone the night before. But, you know, this was an audacious speech in a couple of different ways. First of all, the entire event was audacious because it was rebranding Hillary Clinton, reintroducing her to the American public, going through her biography. She was introduced with this cloying video that was just spinning so much sugar, I thought I was going to have to go and see the dentist once it was over. And then we got into the speech in which she presents her. She acknowledges that some people in America don't get her. They don't understand exactly what she's all about. And she felt the need, you know, as so many other speakers had done, to really emphasize her lifetime's commitment to public service and civic activism. I mean, there's something uncomfortable about that because Americans have known Hillary Clinton for 20 plus years. Many of them made up their minds about her a very long time ago. And the idea that you can shift those ideas, I think, is audacious on the part of the party. Audacious, too, though, the idea that the Democratic Party is the party of optimism and was stealing many of the Republicans' clothes last night. General John Allen came on stage and almost from central casting, this kind of barking army general, gave this speech about how under Hillary Clinton as commander-in-chief, America's enemies around the world, they're going to smell the fear, you know. I mean, the speech that you would more normally hear at a Republican convention. But the Democrats are characterizing themselves as being the optimists, Donald Trump as being the pessimist, and they think that's going to work for them. And in some ways, they're doing it because they don't have an alternative. The alternative is Donald Trump's argument that he's the change agent and Hillary Clinton is more of the same. And the Democrats have come to the conclusion that that doesn't work for them.
And as you pack, Simon, as you look back on these 2 weeks and you've seen seen Melania Trump apparently plagiarise a speech from Michelle Obama. You hear what Donald Trump has had to say, all this stuff about encouraging Russians to hack her emails and then the rebranding of a woman that America has grown up with and so struggled to rebrand. Did you imagine that the polls afterwards would be so close? They do seem to be only just there's a Rizzler paper between them at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to wait and see what happens over the weekend. I think realistically it'll be Monday before we know exactly whether Hillary Clinton got the bounce out of this convention that she wanted. They're not sure here. I was on the underground last night heading back to the place where I'm staying in Philadelphia, and delegates were, of course, packed onto the train, and there was a husband and wife team sitting next to me, and the wife, who was a delegate, turned to the husband and said, "I really hope she gets a bounce out of this convention." But they weren't sure. Yeah. There was nervousness about that. And internally, the Clinton campaign has now decided to view this as a pitched battle between now and Election Day. They are going to behave, they say, as though there is a 1% difference between themselves and the Trump campaign. And that gives you a sense of the kind of warfare that lies ahead in the next 102 days before Election Day. And it is 102 days. That's a very long time. You know, these conventions have been held much earlier in the cycle than they usually are. People like me love that because it means that we can go and have a nice August holiday, but it means that the campaigning, the actual general election, is going to go on and on and on, and it will be very interesting to see how either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump manage by the time the middle of October rolls around still to be seeming fresh in the eyes of the American electorate.
And I bet you can't wait to see all those 102 days out. Simon, thank you very much indeed for all your work over the last few weeks. LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks coming to us live from Philadelphia as the Democrat convention closes.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.